or seven. So no one likes to land up in hospital, right? And when you do, you're just thinking of the bills and all of that. Shall we chat about medical aid a little bit? Hey, when it comes to medical aid, do you know what you're paying for and why you're actually paying for it? If you've had any sort of a medical procedure or you've unfortunately landed up in hospital, that sort of thing, you get that bill and you're like, oh my days, what has happened over here? Now, medical aid schemes don't allow you to change your options at any other time than at the beginning of the year. This goes for both upgrades as well as downgrades. So at some point in the year where you're like, oh my goodness, I need to change my scheme, my friend, you're going to have to wait. And nobody's got a crystal ball that works. You don't know what your medical aid needs might be in the year ahead. Will you contract a serious disease like cancer? Will you have a heart attack? God forbid. Will you need anything at all? Who knows? Who knows? Absolutely nobody knows. But because you can't take chances in case something happens, you've got to buy and pay for the most expensive option you possibly can. Now, you don't buy the medical aid you need right now. You buy the option that will cover you for the worst case scenario. It's stuff that we don't necessarily always want to talk about, but very important conversations. And that is always more expensive. Now, medical aid products in South Africa are flawed at points, and everyone should be demanding better. Are you demanding better? Yeah, sure hope so. Make sure that you keep listening to 947 to find out what we've got in store.